Blog Talk Radio.
Look at the bargains over here, ladies.
Try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. This is Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and we're back. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but, you know, doing a little bit of recuperating and getting things in perspective, but we are back. How about that? Tonight we have double topics for you guys. How to know if he is, how to know if you, oh my goodness, how to know if you are his girlfriend. Or do how is he into you? Is he into you or whatever? The second topic is when is cheating cheating? Because there's such variations of cheating. Some people say different things and not cheating, but we're going to discuss when is cheating cheating. And I see one of my co-hosts is here. Danny, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
How you been? You're 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I've been okay. I've been chilling, relaxing. Well, how are you?
I am fantastic, darling, just fantastic. You know, I needed a little while off because I'm working on a few things and, you know, trying to get things in perspective here. And, you know, so I guess I got everything round up, you know, at least. But I'm still a little bit busy and just, you know, need that time off. But, you know, like I said, we are back and we are going to do our thing. And we're going to get right into the show, and I guess we'll wait for our other two co-hosts when they get in. But do you have any ideas of, you know, the thing? Because when we get into, when women, you know, go out with a man or whatever, you know, we feel different than what the man has on his mind, especially if it's somebody that we like or somebody we want to get involved with, you know, spend some time with, or even, you know, develop a relationship out of it. You know, whereas men, sometimes they basically only have one thing on their mind, and I'm not saying all men, but, you know, some men, they just have that one-track mind, well, I'm going to take her out to dinner, I'm going to take her to the movie, then we're going back to my place, we're going to do the nasty, and that's going to be it. You know, so when is it that a woman, you know, can know that she's his girlfriend? You know, I have this this list I had pulled up. Do you know if you're official or not? And there's 12 tips to clear things up right away. We're going to go with the first tip. And have you slipped out of the comfort zone? You've been dating 4 weeks, maybe months. In your mind, you're his girlfriend. It certainly feels like you're his girlfriend. There's passion, love, fun, and maybe even occasional, I love you. But there's a sneaky feeling that you're not both seeing the relationship in the same way. What is your take on that?
I mean, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I think I've been in one of those before. Because I might have just got out of something like this. Crazy that we're talking about this. I agree with it, though. I definitely agree with it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you could be out, you know, just like I had just mentioned before, you out, you know, you're having a good time and, you know, and then even occasionally you might hear, I love you. But sometimes when you tell a person that you love them, it could be a whole different type of love because, you know, if you, just like I may tell you, I love you, Danny, but that doesn't mean we're in a relationship or I want to be in a relationship with you. You know, it's just a feeling that I'm expressing to you. You know, I may love the way you cook or the way you do your hair, you know, something to that effect. And sometimes we women, we can misconstrue things when a man would say, I love you, you know, when he just may mean it on a higher thing of friendship, you know. So you have to be very careful when that thing, I love you, is thrown around. You have to be very careful with that. Okay.
I definitely agree with that. I think that it has to be, you know, for us females, I know for me anyway, it's more like, hold on 1 second. I know it's more than like, for me anyway, like you have to tell me what you mean because I don't want to never assume because I always seem to throw out my ass out of myself. So,
right.
I know for some females, you know, we like to know things. Like, I like to hear it. You know what I mean? Even though I might think that's what you meant, but you may not think that. Like you said, you might just love me as a friend. You know, right now we just get friendship and your love. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm on cloud nine. And, you know, he doing all of this, but I'm more of a, you got to tell me, you know.
Right.
I understand you showing me, but I need you to tell me also. So I definitely think that it needs to be some more communication when that word starts being passed around.
Right, and especially, you know, if you're going out for, like I said, maybe you know, a few months or whatever, you know, because he really could enjoy your company to the point of just saying, well, you know, I love you, and leaving off the fact that, well, I love the way we went out and danced, I love the way we went out to dinner, you know, opposed to saying I love you because I want to be in love with you and I want you to be my girlfriend. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, you have to be very careful when it comes down to throwing those three little words around. Okay, the next tip is you never met his friends or family. And if you've been dating, say, 8 weeks and you've never laid eyes on his friends or family, it's time to start asking questions. Chances are you aren't his girlfriend. Sure, we all are busy, and sometimes work sends us places where friends and families are scarce. But most likely he's avoiding this introduction for a reason, and you need to know why. Okay, now, say 8 weeks you've been dating and you still haven't met his family. It could come into question, you know, even though it may be a little longer than that before you meet, you know, one's parents or whatever, because maybe he's filling you out. But if it's, say, like, 8 months, or I would give it to 3 or 4 months, 4 or 5 months, 4 or 5 months, and you've never met any of his friends nor his family members, then something is up, and we need to talk. Or, you know, well, what's up? Where are your friends? You know, why I haven't met your family? You know, you tell your family about me? Does your family know about me? Or, you know, what's up with that? You know, so have you ever been in a situation with someone that you really cared about and it took them a while to introduce you to their family, or they never did?
I won't say never did, but I think it was still on the, if I see you, I see you. I think I met his cousins, and I met, like, his boys, and I met his cousins and stuff like that. When I happened to pick him up somewhere, like if I picked him up at his cousin's house and we were chilling at his cousin's house, watched the Super Bowl or something like that. But when it came to like his mom, I never was really introduced to his mom. It just happened one day. I'm just downstairs waiting for him to finish doing what he's doing, and his mom just happened to be there. And she spoke, and that was it. So I really never was introduced like, Mom, this is, you know, Danny, this is my mom. No, I was never introduced, only with that last situation I was in. I never really met his mom like that. I just happened to be in the same place. She was there. And then even while we were still dating, it was like in and out. I knew she worked a lot. But even when I came over, it was like, it was still a problem. But it was weird because he met all my family. You can't help but to meet my family. Like, my mama there, my daddy there, everybody knows it. Everybody is around my family. So you have no choice but to meet my family. You're going to meet somebody running in and out. And I know for me, I don't allow people to meet my mom unless I know for a fact. So I might be one of those people that, like, after 4 or 5 months, then I might let you. My mom might know of you.
Mm-hmm.
They might know of you, but they may not never see you. I may speak of you and, of course, talk about you. Of course, you know, if I'm going out a lot with them, and, you know, my mom and I want to know who I'm going with, of course, we have discussed that. But as far as meeting, for me anyway, personally, I'm very picky with that because I don't want them to get the wrong impression and he's just a friend. And I don't want them to be badgering him and he's just a friend or scared the hell out of him as of yet. So
right. Well, how did you feel when...
I'm more of a... It's weird. For me, I'm more of that type of person. But when it's the other way around and it's me to meet him, I'll be like anxious to meet her. And you know what I mean? Like the mom and the dad and sisters and stuff like that, depending on the situation. I'm anxious to meet, and I'll be thinking I should be meeting right then and there. But I'm like contradicting myself when I do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you feel when the guy, you know, really didn't formally introduce you to his mom?
I just figured that his mom was mean. He didn't really
saying with her like that. So
she was mean.
Like, yeah, like she didn't talk. Like, how do you like? She said hi, and that was it. She kept doing what she's doing. Like, she would play on her phone, like, literally a play on her phone. And that's it. It's not like she's holding a conversation or something like that. She's just playing on her phone, like a game or something. She'll jump on a computer and nothing. Now, his grandmother was a different story. His grandma was a talker. So, they, you know, we talked, and every time she'd see me, we'd talk. But his mom was like, when she's there, she don't really say nothing. It's hi, and that's it. No, how you been? And even that, because with that situation, that was my son that passed away. That was his father. And
Okay. You
would think that even after that situation, you would think that she would even, like, how are you? How you been? Are you doing okay? You would think, like, some of that would happen. It didn't happen. And we were still trying to work things out after that situation. And I came around. She still didn't say, like, I spent the night and everything. Like, she didn't say nothing. Like, how you been? Is it okay? But I guess what bothered me the most was when he told me that she asked him, is that, That's the baby's mom. And I'm like, what the hell? Where I've been at all this time? Like, I've been in and out here for about, what, a year now? What? She now asking the mama, baby, mama, what happened? You got coming in? Because I'm confused. And she asked him for, like, the pictures because at the hospital, they, you know, they take photos of the baby and they give you a whole bunch of them. And the lady, my nurse, she was nice. She gave me like over 50 pictures of the baby. And I gave him maybe about 5 or 6 pictures. She asked him, like, she talked to him about the baby, but she won't say nothing. And she would see me, and she still didn't say nothing to me. So I was a little, with that situation, I was a little hurt behind it, but I eventually got over it.
Right. Wow. That's really something. They just got for 13 years. I had known his mom because we basically, you know, grew up together, but I had known his mom, you know, seeing her at work and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, when we got into a relationship as far as ever going to her house and stuff, I think it was maybe about a month. But his mother was mean. She did not like me. For what reason, I don't know, because I never did anything to that woman. And just meeting her, because when he introduced us, she said, I said, you know, how you doing, Miss Thomas? Hi. You know, like that.
Wow.
I said, wow, you know, but she was like, she was mean. She was really a mean person. And then, well, she's dead now, but, you know, you just get these parents that, you know, and I think it was a thing that she really didn't want anybody to be with her son. That's what I got out of it, you know, because she, when we lived in Southeast D.C., and they lived in Maryland, and she had a husband. Her husband would be right in the house. She would call him to tell him to come all the way from D.C. to go to the store and get her a newspaper. The store was around the corner from where they live. And I said, where you going? Get my mom a newspaper. Well, your dad, he home. Oh, whatever. But, you know, she was like mean. But she softened up over the years, you know. But going into a relationship with somebody and then you have their moms, you know, hating on you, that's kind of rough. And it's kind of sad, too, because then it makes the your partner, whatever, you put them in a predicament, you know, because I said, well, a few times we did have a discussion as far as, like, why you always have to go and why can't your dad do this and, you know, stuff like that, which really they had, you know, was intrusive on our relationship. So, you know, I understand. Sometimes it may be best if you don't meet them until it's really crucial or necessary, especially if they the type of parents that are smother their boys and, you know, don't want their boys to be with certain girls and all this so crazy stuff. So, yeah, I can understand how you felt about that. Okay, the next tip is you're not his date to major events. What's a major event? His company holiday party? Those things are boring. I don't want to put you through it. That's what he's telling you. A friend's birthday party? There are going to be so many people you don't know, I'll just make an appearance. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving at his friend's. Joe's a big drinker. I'll just eat something and come by your place afterwards. Now, these are excuses that he's given you in order not to take you to, you know, different events. And, you know, you got to say something in your brain, well, you know, he's going to these parties and he's not taking me. Why not? Is he taking somebody else? You know, it's going through your mind. But that's another little tip. If he's not taking you to, you know, different events, you know, major
right.
events,
right.
you know, and I would, you know, like, I can't remember. I do remember this one guy I dated, but I didn't date him long because he was just our time was short. Let's just put it like that. And I remember the first time he told me he was going, him and his friend, he was going over to a friend's house and they were going to play cards. So I said, well, I want to go. He said, well, these are people that you don't know, the same thing this guy said. So I said, well, if they're your friends, they can be, you know, we can all be friends together. He said, well, no, I'll, you know, we'll do something else, which we never did. So he became Mr. X. And that was it, because I feel like if, you know, because whenever I went somewhere or whatever, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I said, well, come on and go, you know, such and such. We're going to go eat some crabs over so-and-so's house, or we're going to go watch a movie or whatever over so-and-so's house or something like that. You know, and he come graciously. But, you know, when it's time for him to go somewhere, there's always an excuse or a reason. So I said, okay, I know what this is all about. Will you just go your way and I'll go my way? You know,
right.
because it's only fair, you know, it's only fair, and fair is fair, and I believe in being fair.
You're right.
You know?
I think major events, I think that that should be done together, like, especially, like, weddings and stuff like that. Like, I think that it should be common in a relationship, unless it's something like, I don't know, like, what can, I don't even know an excuse that, you know, something maybe like a business trip or something, maybe, you know, something like that has to do with work or something may not come about. All right, that's understandable. But when you're talking about events like Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, I'm just going to the court to shoot ball. Well, maybe I just want to come. I walk the dog while y'all shooting ball. Or, you know what I mean? Maybe I want to watch you.
Right.
You know, playing cards, like you said. I think, like, stuff like that, especially when you're talking about friends, like, why wouldn't you take me around your friends? I think, I don't know, I just think in a relationship, like, major events should be done together. And
yes,
it should be like a separate thing, especially when it comes to, you know, family. Because, you know, some people, he might eat at his mom's house every Thanksgiving. Well, you know, I think, you know, we spend a little time there and then go to my people's house or whatever. Like, I just think that it should be definitely done together, major
yes.
events.
Yes, it should. And here's another tip. If you haven't had the talk, you're probably not his girlfriend. Sometimes the loudest thing in the room is what isn't said. Think about your time together. Have you talked about how you both see the relationship and what you want down the road? Have you talked about being exclusive sexually? If the answer is no, you've been dating for some weeks, months, then you're probably not his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need to, you know, sort of get those things out in the open, because, you know, you can save yourself a lot of hardship and a lot of heartache, you know, because sometimes, you know, and I'm going to speak from a woman's perspective, and I'm not speaking for all women, but some women basically will be in a relationship, you know, maybe like in a sexual relationship opposed to being in a committed relationship. So if that's what you're going to be with this person, you need to get that out and up in the front. And it's, and as well as guys who basically want to date girls just sexually, you know, it's nothing wrong with letting this person know, well, you know, hey, I don't want this to be anything exclusive. You know, when we get together, we'll, you know, have fun, and, you know, that's it. You know, I think that way it won't cause any types of hardships or anything like that, because I've been in sexual relationships opposed to being in committed relationships, because that's what I wanted to do.
Right, right.
You know, and, but, you know, if you haven't talked about it exclusively, and this is somebody that you want to be in a relationship with, and he hasn't said anything to you about it, or, you know, just hitting and, you know, going home or whatever, then you're probably not his girlfriend. Okay, we're going to do number The fifth tip, he never calls on the weekend. If you're dating a man who doesn't see you as his girlfriend, it can be hard for him to prioritize you. He clearly likes being around you, but making time for quality interaction means that weekend calls are probably few and far between. You may get lots of texts because those can be sent easily no matter what the situation, but real human reaction is tough to spare. So what is that with he never calls you on the weekend?
That sounds crazy to me.
And
that
then, you know,
real crazy.
I am a phone person, I will admit. And as far as like texting and all that kind of stuff, I'd just rather pick up the phone and talk with the person. You see what I'm saying? Because texting, sometimes you might hit the wrong key and, you know, just crazy stuff comes up. But I'm basically a phone person. Now, I talk to this person all week, then the weekend comes, I haven't heard from him or talked to him. You know, red flag is going to go up or something, or, you know, I'm just going to think, well, you know, what's up with this? We talked and we've been out. We've been out, you know, hanging out all week, and the weekend come along. I don't hear from you, you know. So if that's going on, you must not be his girlfriend.
I definitely agree with that one. Because you're not going to waste my time all week, Monday through Friday. No, I'm not going to take my mom to work. And you calling and wasting. I'm losing sleep talking to you. And then the weekend come, I'm off. I don't hear from you. Oh, yeah, we got a problem.
Yeah, because the weekend, that's when you can really, you know, do what you want to do. You can, you know, spread your wings on the weekend opposed to, because during the week you're basically, you know, working or whatever. And when the weekend gets around, you can say, hey, we can do this, we can do that, and... But it never happens. Never. So, you know, beware of that situation. Okay, the next situation is you've never seen his place. I like this one. I'm going to tell you a little story behind this one. But, okay, does he have a load of reasons why you can't go to his place? My roommates are pigs. I never had time to clean up. Your place is so much nicer. It doesn't make sense to go to mine. After some period of time, you've got to see his place. You've got to see his place. It's hard to really know a person without seeing where they live. So if he's giving you the stiff arm about a visit to his home, chances are something's amiss. Okay. I was dating this guy one time. And he, you know, he would always come to my place, which I really didn't have a problem with it, you know. Then, you know, one night I said, well, why don't we go to your place?
Mm-hmm.
He said they was painting. Okay. The next time he had a flood. The next time was people from out of town staying there. But you know what the cover-up was? This man was married.
Oh, wow. How did you find that out?
Well, a friend of mine's girlfriend who knew him told her, and she told me. But he was in a club one night, and the girl who had told my girlfriend came and told me, because I was on the other side of the club. He and his quote-unquote wife was on the other side. So she says, so I had went around there on the other side, and he had introduced this woman to me as his wife. So I said, oh, okay, no problem. So, but we had broken up. We had broken up. So anyway, when I went back on the other side, and I told the girl, I said, do you know that, I don't want to call his name, I said, do you know so-and-so is in here with his wife? She said, no, he's not. I said, yes, he is. He's over there on the other side of the club. She said, I'm telling you, he's not in here with his wife. I said, he is. She said, that is not his wife. He not only was cheating on me at that particular time, but somebody else, and claimed this other person was his wife. You know, the reason why he never wanted me to come to his place was because he was married. Now, not to say that all men are doing that type of thing, because it could be a thing, this guy, he may live in his mama's basement and don't want you to, you know that he's living in his mama's basement, you know, or he could, be living in his car, you know, or
right.
whatever. But, you know, for whatever reason, any reason is better than him telling you he don't want you to come to his place and find out that he's married.
That's true.
You know, that's how I feel about it, because that was, you know, that was a low blow. You know, and I was ignorant up, very naive, just ignorant up. Oh, okay, well, they're painting, the basement flooded, people from out of town, this, that, you know, but you live and learn. But, you know, like there are other reasons. Then, you know, like the guy said, you may be living with, you know, a couple other guys that aren't too clean or whatever. You know, it's a host of reasons, but even then, you know, a guy will, you know, take you when your roommates go out. You know, you can tell your roommates, I'm bringing my date over here tonight. You know, can y'all go out for a while or whatever, something like that. You know, just to let her know that, you know, she's your girlfriend. But if you don't, then she may not be your girlfriend. Okay. Uh-huh. The seventh tip is you're introduced as, quote, my friend, quote, or just by name. It is common and natural to share a person's connection to you when you introduce them with, this is my father, Bill. Some men will try to trot out the old, I'm not into labels, sawhorse. But if he introduces you as a friend, that's exactly what you are. You are not his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I've been in that situation, too.
I've been in that situation, too, so.
Yeah, well, this is my friend. And I'm saying to myself, so we friends, huh? Oh, okay, no problem. Well, that's just how it's going to be. No more nookie. We're just friends,
I know,
okay?
That's right. I know that's right. You don't need to spend the night. You need to go home after we. You need to go home after we watch this movie. Ain't no way in here. We just friends.
Right, because we just friends, you know. So you know, you go home, I go home. That's it. But yeah, I've been in that situation, and it's kind of like, you know, it takes you for a loop, especially when you're thinking something else is going on. You know, that's why you need to get out, open up front. You know, what does this guy want from you? Is he? What is his intentions? You know, but yeah, that's that one. And the eighth tip is last minute changes threw him for a loop. Here's a great girlfriend litmus test. How does your guy handle last minute schedule changes? If you called him and said, Wednesday something has come up, can we do it Friday? Would the answer typically be no? We're not suggesting that you test him, but if a legitimate change is needed, consider how he would react. Does he act like a man who's completely booked up and juggling several priorities? Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you would have to do that test to see how he handles it.
Yeah, that's true. So I do that sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do that just to see what his reaction going to be. Like, you know, if his reaction, if he really feel like, oh, babe, I really had plans, like I really wanted to see you. Sometimes I feel sorry, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, well, let's see what, you know, we're going to try it again and see it again. But, I mean, I won't do it too often, but I do it once in a blue moon. I tend to switch up something and be like, you know what, I got to take it back and got to do this. But one time it backfired on me because, oh, my God, he really thought I was cheating on him. And, oh, it was, like, weird. Like, we went to the craziest argument. You keep saying Tuesday, then you said Wednesday. But then, now, you're talking about some Saturday. What's going on? I don't know. It's like, you just showed up. And I was really in the house, like, really just sleep. I just wanted to catch up on my show because I had worked all week. And, you know, when the weekend comes, I wanted to catch my shows. And that's what I did. I just wanted to catch my shows. It wasn't nothing personal, and I didn't want to go out on the weekday. So I decided that, you know, let's look up on Sunday. And he had a doggone fit, came to the house and everything, cussed me out until he realized, oh, my God, are you okay? I was like, no, I just don't feel like being bothered. I'm in my night's sleep. Oh, baby, I thought you was out or you had company. I said, yeah, I know you did. But I felt kind of bad because I did just playing with him, but I didn't think it was going, you know what I mean? I didn't think it was going to backfire like that. Crazy. I'll never do that again, playing around like that. That's just, that looks like a whole headache.
Yeah, someone in the chat room, DK Walker, said, this is why you don't play games. Be honest, and the truth will come out, whatever it is. Yeah.
That's true. I definitely agree with you, DJ. Definitely agree with you. But I had to do it because I just thought it was just, you know, sometimes people just a little too clingy. And I don't know how to be gentle at times because I just straight tell you like it is. Like, look, dude, you're chilling. You're too much up my ass. But I don't want to hurt your feelings. And you might be a nice guy, so I don't want to hurt your feelings and ruin the whole moment. You know, so I might just play a game. Like, listen, I'm going to just hook up. I'm tired, yada, yada. We hook up on Sunday, like, you know. So it wasn't that I was, I understand what DJ's talking about, playing games. So definitely, you're right. But sometimes I don't know how to, I can be honest, but sometimes my honest hurts. And I don't know, I'm still working on that, how to break stuff gentle instead of being so rude. So sometimes I play a game, but I understand. You're definitely right. DJ is definitely right about that. You just be honest. So I'm working on it, though. I'm a working part.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're working on it. Okay, tip number 9. You're restricted to the non-prime time date nights. Often a girlfriend would have a standing date on Friday or Saturday night, maybe both. If you find that your date nights tend to be Sunday through Thursday and there's no work schedule driving the choices, you may want to ask questions. Would a girlfriend never get a Saturday night date?
I don't know about that, because that normally for me, I would pick Friday night. To me, I would pick Friday nights. For me personally, I normally would pick our Friday night. We'd make it date night, family night, depending on if he has kids or whatever. We would do Friday night. Saturday, I would leave open for us to do individual things. His homie might want to go somewhere, so he want to hang out with the boys, or the girls might want to do something, so I hang out with them. Or my family might be having something, or whatever the case may be, I will always leave, you know, Saturday open. And, of course, Sunday, you know, it's whatever day for me. Like, that's the way I do it. Sunday could be whatever, you know. We want to chill, we can chill. Or we might have some running around the door, you know, get ready for the work week. But normally, for me, it's Friday. Like, I would never pick, you know, I would never say Saturday. Unless Saturday is something normal, that's something that he really want to do on a Saturday, which is, I'm all, like they said, I'm open for it, but I normally would pick a Friday because I know Saturdays, you know, everybody want to do their own thing. I don't know. I don't really agree with that.
Well, right. What it's saying is that you have a standing date on Friday or Saturday night, maybe both. If you find that your date nights tend to be Sunday through Thursday, and there's no work schedule driving the choices, you may ask questions. Because if he's just, you know, taking you out Sunday through Thursday, you know, well, what's wrong with Friday and Saturday, you know?
Right.
You know, like you had mentioned me. Yeah, because Friday and Saturday, you're not worried about going to work. Now, Sunday, you know, you have to get up Monday, and Thursday, you have to get up Friday and go to work. So, you know, what's up with that?
Right. Okay. I definitely agree with that. You're right about that. Who want to have a date night on Wednesday night?
Yeah.
We both got to go to work. Like, ain't nobody doing it.
Yeah. See, that's probably so you won't want to go.
No, you don't want to go.
Yeah, he puts the date Sunday through Thursday. Yeah. So that makes you know you're not his girlfriend.
Definitely.
Okay, tip number 10. Future talk makes him squirm. It is rare to find men who love to sit and talk about their relationships. So we're not suggesting that a real boyfriend will seek out deep relationship talks. But a man who sees you as a temporary fixture in his life will avoid the conversation like the plague. So that's, if he's not your boyfriend.
When do you, like, I mean, just a question that you're throwing out there. When do you think that you decided to talk about that? Like, when do, in the beginning, do you talk about that you don't want to scare him, but you also want to let him know
what you're looking for. Don't get me wrong, like in the beginning, that should already be put out on the table, because I just think dating is not, you know, when you're dating someone, you have a goal. You know, you have an agenda at the end of the day when you're dating someone. So when do you think that it's a good time to talk about it without pushing him away from your point of view as being a woman? And if DK's listening, of course, you know, for him to chat in or write in, like, when do we think, as a, from a male point of view, when is it too early, or is there, talk about it, you know?
I just think that if we've been dating, going out for maybe a couple of months, and, you know, we're having a good time, and, you know, we're really seeing each other, you know, on our date nights, and, you know, just kicking it really good, then, you know, I think it's time to either find out where this is going, if it's going anywhere, and, you know, get it out there, because if it continues like that, he gets comfortable, you know, with, you know, well, I could just call up and we'll just go out to the movies and whatever, and then drop her off, and, you know, we might have sex tonight or whatever, you know, opposed to, you know, you're my girlfriend, and, you know, we're going to do this and that, and, you know, the things that go along with the, in a relationship, opposed to doing things in a relationship when you're not in a relationship. You understand what I just said? You know, doing things as far as, like, when you're not in a relationship, like, you may go over to his house on the weekend and wash his clothes and cook him dinner and all this other kind of stuff, and y'all really aren't in a committed relationship, but you're doing those things that are involved in a committed relationship. And then, you know, then when you decide to have that talk, he's already gotten comfortable with you coming over, doing his laundry, doing this and doing that. Then he hits you with the thing, well, you know, I thought we was just friends. You know, so before you do those relationship type things, then maybe you need to have that talk. Did you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I understand. I definitely got it.
Okay. Hello, Rhea.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing.
Okay. Okay, we got, we're down to the 11th tip. He's hot and cold. Is he hot when he wants to see you and cold when he doesn't? Are things always on his terms? If you showed up at his work for lunch and said, surprise, would he have a heart attack? All very good signs that you are not his girlfriend. So, if you pack his lunch and go to his job, and he's looking at you like, what in the heck are you doing here? You know, 9 times out of 10, you're not his girlfriend. You know, and the thing's always on his terms. Well, you know, we're going to do this at a certain time, and you want to do it at another time. He say, well, we don't do it at the time I say do it, then it can't be done. You know, everything can't always be on his terms. If you're not negotiating and, you know, he wants everything to go his way, then you're not his girlfriend.
I don't know. I'm always about, I don't like pop-ups. So I'm nervous anyway. Like, I'm just nervous about everything I do. So I'm just like, I'll call, because I'll be scared to be in so many situations. You don't here and there. What you mean here and there? That's all.
But this is basically so women will know, you know, the different things not to do per se, because if you don't know whether you're in a relationship with this guy or not, then you shouldn't go to his job, you know, or you know, try to surprise him or anything like that. Unless you are for certain and for sure that you're in a relationship, then you could, you know, pack a little lunch and go down to his job. He's going to be more than happy to see you. You see what I'm saying? But he may be dating somebody in the office, you know, and you're not in a relationship with him.
But to me, still in a relationship, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but even in a relationship, I'm just more cautious. Like, I still call just to check, like, babe, are you at work? Or what time are you going to go to break? Or I just thought about it. I come up there for a while, or just, you know, see what's going on. I don't know. I just don't.
You don't do the surprise thing, but see this.
No, because I don't like to be surprised. First of all, I don't even like to be surprised. I'll tell you, I would tear up a surprise because I'm about to ask you about 90 questions. What you doing? What you planning? Who calling? What you doing? You doing something over there? I don't mess it up, so I can't do surprises. I don't like to be surprised. Tell me, because I don't like to be scared, shocked, because I don't be knowing what's going to pop out, jump out. But with even being with my dude and knowing that I'm secure and that's my boyfriend, I'm still, like, scared, because maybe I watch too much Lifetime or read too many books, because I be scared. Like, I don't be wanting to walk up, and he ain't at work. What you mean he ain't at work? And he work at the office. Like, he ain't no... This ain't no traveling job. He's supposed to be his behind, supposed to be, you know, at work. So I'll be scared. I call before I come, and if he can't answer, then I'll surprise him another way. And then he called me back, oh, babe, well, I thought I'd come up there and get you some lunch. And if he, okay, babe, come on, all right, great. But other than that, I call. I'll be scared.
Well, I like surprises, you know, especially if, I just like surprises, you know, depending on. Now, I would never casually take anybody who maybe took me out two or three times. I would never go to their job and try to surprise them or anything like that. You know, like you said, I may call them and say, you know, what you doing for lunch? You mind if I come up? You know, but if we're in a committed relationship, something like that, you know, I'll fix up a little something, go up to the office, and he better be happy to see me. You know, he better be happy to see me. But
okay, you said something that don't really make sense to me, but I'm sure it's just me.
What is it, darling?
You said that if you don't know if you're in a relationship, how the hell you don't know if you're in a relationship?
Well, no, this is the thing. Okay, this is the thing. The topic is how to know if you are his girlfriend. And
okay.
See, you know how women sometimes may feel different. Well, we definitely feel different when we're in the presence of a man. When a man takes us out, if that's the person we want to be with, we're sizing him up, you know, and thinking about spending time with him, you know, thinking about the nice person he is for opening the doors, doing this, doing that, doing the other one. He has one thing on his mind. Now, I'm not speaking of all men, but, you know, some men, they had just one thing on their mind. Man, I can't wait for this movie to get over. I'm going to take it back to my place. I'm going to get some of that nasty. Then I'm going to drop her off, and then I'm going to call so-and-so, and that's going to be it. You know, that's how some men are. But we're thinking, you know, this guy, he's so nice. He's this, he's that, you know. And we really don't know where we stand as far as, like, you know, because we're thinking that, you know, every time we're going out, we've been going out for months now, and not once has he said that I was his girlfriend. And
okay, then you had a talk. I mean,
huh?
Okay, this is the thing. You ain't in no relationship unless you two have said that you're in a relationship.
Right, right.
If you have
right.
not talked about it, there is no relationship, because one thing women will do, women will, you know, like you dated for a few times, and then next thing you know, you're regularly dating, and we would just assume.
Right.
Well, not me. Right. I'm going to ask that question. But, you know, some women just assume. So it's like, but unless you all been talked about that and confirmed what type of relationship this is, then you're not in a relationship.
Right, we've already discussed it all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before you got
I'm
here.
I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah, no, you don't have to shut up. But I'm just saying we already discussed that, because that's the thing. If you don't say anything, you know, like, you need to have that conversation. I think we had that maybe a few steps back, but you need to have that conversation. You know, well, where is this going? Are we gonna? Is this gonna be exclusive? Or it's just going to be, you know, you come over with the booty calls or whatever. You know, you
exactly.
need to have that talk to get it to the point of, is this going to be a relationship? Are we going to be committed in it or whatever? You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you are right. We discussed that, dog.
Okay.
Yeah, but
really,
we're just trying
this is
to.
Only for, like, the women that still can't get it, you know, that girl that still can't get it after you've done already told her.
Oh, poor baby.
Listen, baby, you just friends. And she's thinking, because the fact that we're doing things as a
exactly.
couple, That's right. Why she still thinks that. Exactly. But even though you told her, listen, boo-boo, we just friends, she still don't get it. That's what we're talking about. We're talking to that child that still can't get it. This poor baby.
Right. So you just have to, you know, have that talk and let them know that, you know, either we are going to be in a committed relationship or, you know, there's going to be booty calls. Simple as that. So once you get that established, then you take it on. But, you know, okay, the last tip, you get the late night, hey, are you home call. You know what that is, a booty call, okay? It can be as sexy to get a late phone call, but it can also be a hamburger of bad things. If you find that your new Mr. Wonderful has a habit of calling you for a visit mostly when he's on his way home from someplace else, your girlfriend's status is in doubt. Okay, now if he just left Sally's house because Sally done turned him down, then he done called you. You know, you need to be just telling him, well, you know, you just go on and go home because ain't no, I don't accept booty calls. You know, and that's what some guys do. They go through their little phone book and they call up every girl, and then you may be the last one they call. Well, let me call so-and-so because I know I can get some booty from her tonight. You know, and they call you, yeah, baby, you come on over because I was just getting out the shower. Come on, boo. Nope. You have to be a little bit smarter than that.
I have a cousin that he cuts her phone off at 11 o'clock, and she don't play. At 11 o'clock, it was like, that's it. They can't call me. She literally will cut her phone off at 11 o'clock, and she'd be like, look, ain't nobody calling me. Ain't no booty call. You better call before 11 o'clock if you trying to get some booty. If you want booty after 11 o'clock, it's just, she's just saying, you know, ain't nothing good after 12 o'clock. Damn sure ain't nothing good after 1 o'clock. So, I know, 11 o'clock, you want to talk to me until about 12, 1 o'clock, and then you think you're going to come over after you don't talk to me. Hell no. So she took her phone off at 11 o'clock. I was like, girl, you just crazy. And the sad part about all of that, you know, it was funny that she did it, and she does really do it. But I think now she kind of, like, just put it on silent because when my grandma passed, that was, like, the hardest thing to try to get this girl, to try to tell this girl, like, grandma is dead. We need you to answer your phone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I think we called her, like, 50 times, and it only rang, and it only clicked to our head that, what time is it? Damn. It was, like, 12:08. My grandma had passed, and we started calling people at, like, I think my aunt started calling us, like, at 11:30. She wasn't there yet. So when they was calling us, they were just telling us to come over. And boy, we called that child like 50 times until one of us realized, after all this howling and screaming, we finally realized that girl, she got her phone off. And my aunt had to say that. My aunt said, she's not going to answer that phone. Y'all trying to reach her. Y'all need to go to the house and get her. And we had to go over there to the house and get her. And we was like, oh, snap. And then ever since then, she puts it on silent. She just silences her phone completely. So, I mean, but I had a cousin that was like that. You know, can't call her after 11 o'clock. She was like, no, because guys don't want to do nothing but call me and talk and talk. And then it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, then they want to slip in. Can I come over? What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
well, I don't even, my phone in my bedroom has stopped working, the one that's in there, and I don't take my cordless phone into my bedroom. When I go to bed, I go to bed, and that's it. If you don't talk to me in my office before I go to bed, you're short. You know, and then sometimes when you talk to me in my office, you're still short. But okay. I don't answer my phone at once I go to bed. That's it. That's it, and that's all. You know, so if you ain't catching me before I went to bed, don't bother to call because I don't hear the phone, and I'm not trying to hear the phone. So those are the 12 tips of knowing that you're not his girlfriend. And we're going to get into when is cheating when we come back from this break. Okay?
Bye-bye.
I never believed in love at first sight till I laid eyes. I didn't know what to do with myself. I had a feeling like I'd never felt. I had no other choice. I had to do what I had to do. I said, don't take me bold. I got a feeling that I can't control. Would it be asking too much to sleep with you? You looked at me and smiled and said, all the while I've been here, you've been on my mind. You said, let's not waste any time, because love is not really blind. It's just sleeping so that we can fall in love. Walked off into the sunset like cowboys do in the movies. And ever since our lives have been so wonderful, beautiful and groovy. I didn't know until my lips and yours were kissing. Lord, I'm a goner. All I wanna do is sleep with you.
That's Ruth Brown. All I want to do is, all I want to do is sleep with you. That's pretty, ain't it?
All right.
All I want to do is sleep with you. All right. We're going to get right into the second topic tonight. When is cheating cheating? You know, it's just so many variations from person to person, gender and individual level of security or lack thereafter. Simply a form of betrayal or some sort of monogamous relationship which sits heavily on your conscience thereafter. Every single relationship should essentially be based on basic trust between two partners, which assures that when conflict comes up and resolutions are put into play, each person will do as promised. It could range from something as trivial as telling another female or male, I'm taking opposite gender now, the shortcomings in your relationship. You know, like when you get with your girlfriend, I mean, when you tell this guy, because it was somebody on Facebook had put out that they had sent a status to this other person talking about their boyfriend. His penis was small and this and that, and she's no longer satisfied by him. Why would you tell another man something like that? You know, not unless you're wanting to be with this other man. You know, because that's already putting it out there. You don't tell no other man that your man's penis is too small.
You don't tell nobody that.
You don't tell nobody that. That's the secret.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Because I wouldn't want to tell nobody. I got small dick in front of me. I got in-house dick and it's small at the same time. That's already, no, that's just embarrassing.
Right, but I'm just saying, you telling another man that your man's dick is too small.
Women that does that and men that do that, it's an agenda to it, of course. Like, I don't think anybody just wakes up and says, you know what, my homie, we talk every day at work. I think I'm going to discuss my husband. You're not going to do that. I think that I think any man or any woman that discusses their relationship, their in-house relationship, has an agenda. At the end of the day, I don't care who
yes,
it is,
no
what
doubt.
Your agenda, whether your agenda is to give him a kiss or whatever it is to make out of it, you have an agenda. So, yeah, I think women or men that do that, that's the reason why they do it, because they have an agenda.
Right, and they're trying to get a feedback from that other person.
Right.
You know,
right.
And naturally,
right.
This other person is going to say, well, you know what, girl? I got about 12 inches. Why don't you come on over here? You know, and that's basically what she was doing, just, you know, putting yourself out there, because you don't have those type of discussions with, like you said, even outside your relationship with anybody, especially with another man, because there's definitely an agenda behind that. You know, so if you run and saying this and that, you know, I had even told a girlfriend of mine one time about this guy that I was with, and I'll be daggone, but we had broken up. I'll be daggone if she didn't, well, she did get with him, but, you know, but sometimes you just can't tell your girlfriend certain things. Now, if I was still with that guy and told her that and she got with him, it would have been some problems. But, you know, fortunately, we were no longer together. But, you know, there's some things you just keep to yourself. And especially, you never tell your girlfriend. If your girlfriend is coming around your house and, you know, I would say another couple is coming to your house and she's checking your husband out, you know, and you tell her, girl, that man can work it. You hear me? You know, you're just telling her that she's not getting it good at home. Trust and believe. She's going to try to do some type of finagling to get up in there with your man. So it's best you don't tell your girlfriends when you got it good. You know, you keep that good thing to yourself. You know, I learned that. But, and then another form of cheating, they say, is, some people think that oral sex is not cheating. They think oral sex is not cheating, anal sex is not cheating. You know, as long as you don't put it in the vagina, it's not cheating.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you heard what Clinton said. I did not have
He did not have relations.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Please. I mean, you know, nobody can get away with that crap. And
yeah, he threw a whole new thing, a whole new wrench in the game. If you have, you know, that was an example because, you know, she did give him a blowjob. But he said, I did not have sexual relations. I did not have relations with that woman. But, you know, it's cheating. Cheating is crossing the boundary of doing things with somebody else that you wouldn't do in front of your partner. You know, like if you see an old friend on the street, you know, a woman walks up to see an old friend of hers, and she kisses him in the mouth when her boyfriend is not around. Would she do that when he's around? You know, you have to ask yourself these questions, because if you do that when he's not around, and when he's around and you see your old friend again, and you know, you may just look at him and shake his hand or whatever, something is wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anything that you can't do or won't do around your partner and your partner's present with some other guy is cheating.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, some people don't see it like that. Well, we went to school together, and he used to live next door to my mother, but you ain't supposed to be kissing that man in his mouth. He is not your husband. He is not your boyfriend. And that's cheating. Then there's emotional cheating. You know, how a woman comes to work and she's all upset and crying, and the supervisor comes over, start rubbing her on the back and talking all this. Well, you know, well, maybe you and your husband need to separate. I got a room at my house. You know, you can come and stay over there as long as you like. He's plotting, planning, and scheming. You know what? Emotional abuse, emotional is cheating, you know, because when you open that door, When you open that door, that's what happens. Any of you see the movie Temptation?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. Now, you know that that girl, she had only been with one guy, right?
Yeah,
why she got, huh?
I said, yeah, that was her first and only, right?
Right. But she got tempted was because all these things this guy was putting in her head. Y'all ever make love in front of the kitchen sink? Y'all ever make love on the stairway and all this other kind of stuff? He had planted seeds in her head to make her want to venture out there and find out what this was all about. Because her and her husband, the lovemaking that she was getting from him, she didn't know any different. But when he had planted
right,
in
right.
her head, huh?
I said, yeah, you're right. That's what she thought. She thought sex was what he was giving her.
Right. So when that guy planted that stuff in her head, she went for it. You know, so you have to be, because I know quite a few women that have been, you know, with predominantly one man all their lives, and they don't know, you know, because some women don't even know the men have different sized penises and, you know, different ways they make love and different ways they kiss and all this other kind of stuff because they've only been with one man. They have nothing to compare it with.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, if you're not a, if you haven't, you know, if you've only been with one man and somebody else comes along and try to tempt you, that's rough.
That
movie had me thinking. Like I was in another world when that movie at the end of the movie, like the whole movie itself was a good movie, but at the end of it, it kind of threw me for a loop. What threw you for a loop about it? The fact that I think what scared me more than anything,
like I've loved Tyler Perry and I've always loved his movies, and sometimes you can already know the ending by just looking at it, like, okay, somebody's gonna get saved, they're gonna get the Holy Ghost, and everybody's going to be all right. But with this movie, it took me as reality. Like, it was one of the reality moments that was just like, whoa, wait. And I ain't even married. I ain't got a boyfriend. So it was still one of those moments like, wow, like, and that really do happen in real life. Like, you know.
Oh, no just, doubt.
You know, it because it's not talked about it a lot, you know, we know the use of condom and we know about STDs and we hear about AIDS, we hear about all of that. But common sense, like that movie to me brought common sense to me, and I can really be honest about that because it made me actually think. It really did. Like that whole movie, I was like in the car like, oh my God, she got AIDS. Oh my God, like, oh my God, she really, oh my God, like, and it made me think like, wow, like I understood what folks go through far as being faithful and working it out. Yeah, honey. The devil is real. That we know, the devil is a lie. He's real. And that movie just made me think, like, wow, like, I can't believe it. Like, and I understood, like, she was just, she didn't really have the strength. Like, you know what I mean? She really wasn't strong enough to not give in. And then, again, curiosity. And that what brought it to my attention. Like, curiosity really can kill you. And it actually, that just eye-opener for me. And it was like, oh, wow. Like, I actually walked away, like, thinking, like, wow, like, yeah, you need to get it together. In my head,
and
I was like, you need to get it together.
Right, all based on the facts of where cheating comes in, because like if she had been, you know, strong like you had said, then maybe, you know, she wouldn't have been, you know, she would have never went with that man, or maybe if her husband, you know, was a little bit, because I don't know if he had ever been with anybody, but, you know, maybe if they did a little different things, because it seemed to me that they was always in missionary. And I think one night he was tired or something, or she was tired, you know, but, you know, that's why you need to spice up your sex life, you know.
But remember, she was, though. You do remember. Remember she was? Remember she came home and she was kissing all
right, after that man had, after he had said all them things to her,
yeah,
she came home and trying
to
throw him up against the
sink. Like, you're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Right, because he knew. Right, because he knew that, you know, something was up. You know, you just don't, all this time y'all been doing the missionary, then all of a sudden you're going to come home and try to throw him upside the sink and, you know, do all these crazy things that this man was putting in your head, you know. Maybe if she had came in and took her time, you know, with him, or, you know, maybe they should have got some sex tapes or something, some books or something, you know, opposed to her being with that other man and then causing her illness and, you know, stuff like that to happen. But that's what happens when you cheat. You know, so that's, you know, and then another thing is, another thing that women consider cheating, men cheating, like when you're dancing closely with somebody, another woman in a club, and you're rubbing all up against his crotch, you know, all like y'all getting ready, like looking like y'all having sex. You don't do that, you know, with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because no telling, they could be on a dance floor. He'd be whispering something in her ear. Yeah, baby, this feel good. I'm gonna take my wife home, and I'm gonna come and see you. What's your number? Where you live? You know, you don't put yourself in those positions to even have to go there. You know,
right?
That's like opening Pandora's box.
You're right about that.
You know, then flirting provocatively. And, you know, that's like joking around with somebody and, you know, you having this sexual conversation with them and, you know, then feeding into it. And, you know, next thing you know, you done took this girl on her lunch break to the back of your car and y'all done had sex. And you got a wife at home.
Right.
And you couldn't, I don't know how this happened. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's true. That's what happens because
said if you put dick and pussy in the room too many times, it's going to eventually find its way to each other. That's just me personally. Like, I trust no dicks and I trust no chick. I trust nothing. Like, if you put them in the same room together, eventually something's going to happen. And then you keep putting yourself, like you said, Rhea, you keep putting yourself in the same predicament. What you think will happen? I don't understand what you mean. You don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
It seems as though y'all go on break every night at 11:30. Just eventually, y'all on two different floors, and all of a sudden, y'all can find each other in someone's break room at 11:30 at night every night. That just don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Now y'all going out for lunch and stuff. Come on, get out of here. Like, that's just weird to me. Like, I hate when people say that. I don't know how it happened. What you mean? Oh, shit just happened. For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they had to be.
Well, you just don't. Their boundaries are in place for a reason.
Wow.
And they're not just, you know, even with us as a person, we have to set boundaries for what we, you know, the things we do and how they impact our lives. If you don't set any boundaries, hell, everything is free fall. And stuff will happen. But you can't just, I don't know how it happened. Well, it happened because you all been meeting in that break room at 11:30 every single day.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's like you, that regularity, that this, that, and the other. You just, if you're in a relationship, marriage, or whatever, you just don't do that with somebody that's not your partner.
That's true. You don't put yourself
you,
in that situation.
That I know of. this man that I know of, he worked on his project with this lady. They worked at one of the banks here. And they all had this big project, and they were working, and like they were leaving the job like 11:30 at night. And as they were walking out, he said, "Well, let me walk you out to your car," because he's always been a gentleman. So that's not surprising. And she said, "Oh, I didn't drive. Can you drop me off at home?" Where he walked her out to the curb and caught her a cab, flagged her a cab. He gave the cab $20 more than enough to get her home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. You'll get home or whatever the case may be. So when he got home, I don't know whether she called. I don't know what happened, but his wife knew what had happened. And so when she asked him about it, he just looked at her. He said, oh, she couldn't get in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife looked at him and said, "Why, you were coming this way? Where can you drop her off? He said, "Oh, no, I don't do that." He said, "That's why I put her in the cab."
He didn't want to put himself in that predicament.
I'm like, okay. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, see, some men, they don't want to, you know, put themselves in that predicament. So he did the right thing. And then you got these men who engage in cyber sex, getting on the net, talking sex to other women. That ranks high on the cheating scale as well, and masturbating while doing so is even worse.
That stuff becomes addictive, too.
Yes, it do. Today they just locked up a prominent pediatrician here who...
Yeah,
isn't that sad? And all my nieces and two of my granddaughters used to go to him when they was little. He's 71 years old, and then what make it so bad, they caught him red-handed. When they went to his house, he was still watching it, kiddie porn. Microsoft had turned him in. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. A pediatrician.
Yeah, there's an author named Harold Tooley who put that status up because he said that currently they have family members that go to him, but him and his siblings went to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, nobody be going to him now. That's a fact. You know, but, you know, it's sad. You know, it's really sad. And he has a wife and, wow, but you never know. You never know. And engage in any sort of sexual contact. You know, if you kiss somebody or caress or go down or have sex with another woman while you're in a monogamous relationship, you're cheating. You know, so don't think just because you didn't stick your dick in her, you gave her some oral or anal, that it was not cheating. That's ridiculous. How could somebody even say something stupid like that? You know, consider that as not having sex. But, and then the one that I spoke of earlier, confiding in other women. And that's apparently connecting with another woman on an emotional level is worse than connecting with her on a sexual level.
Damn sure is. Because I had a personal experience with that one. And that's no joke. But you wasn't, you know, still at the end of the day, you still, like, for me anyway, I still blame myself. But then again, like, you think, again, like Rhea said, there's boundaries there for reasons. So common sense, you would think that's your god sister, your cousin, that's their dude. Like, why would you cross there? Like, why would you even go there? Like, that's family. Why would you do that? It still lights me to this day. I still wonder, like, what was going through your head that you did that? But
that depends on what head you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. It definitely depends on what type of head you're thinking. But I just couldn't. Yeah, I had my experience on that. It wasn't too on that one. That's why I'm like, really, boundaries is there. But people don't care about boundaries nowadays.
They really don't.
People don't have no.
But if you look at the state of relationships and things such as that, I mean, you have so many people who think the word relationship is taboo. You can't be in one of those. And you know the funny thing to me is the males. You have a lot of males out here who... they won't be in a relationship with you, but let you go be with somebody else. Oh, you done did wrong.
Yeah.
You done did completely wrong. Whereas, how have I did wrong if we're not in no relationship? But they can do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can do it to the high heavens. And to me, that I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happens, you know. But, you know, that's how it happens. They don't want you, don't want nobody else to have you. Okay, this is the last one, and we're going to close out the show. Getting private dances at a strip joint. There are some women who think that going to a strip joint in and of itself constitutes cheating. But not every woman does. The problem, however, surfaces when a guy pays to touch a stripper. And you know you touch another woman, that's a violation. if you're in a relationship and you go into a strip club to get a private lap dance or to touch another woman's breast or her butt or whatever, that's cheating. It's not always about the sex that's cheating. You know, if you even thinking it in your mind, it's cheating. So, you know, if you say, well, we didn't have sex, we was just talking. What are you doing talking and telling this other woman all your business or telling this other man all your business? You know, marriage is sacred. Relationships are supposed to be sacred. Not sacred, but, you know, supposed to be between two people, two consenting people, private, personal. But you got people out here, some of these people can't count, and they try to get into the relationship as well. You ladies have any closing remarks? We have 8 minutes left.
No, it was a good show. Definitely informative, very informative. Definitely got something out of it, so.
I'm glad you did. Rhea, do you have any closing remarks?
I'm at work, so I pulled it off, so I'm happy and proud of myself.
Oh, you at work?
I have it.
Honey, I'm at work. I'm doing a 12-hour shift. I don't get out this thing until 7 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
That's what I kept saying. I don't know if you heard me. I kept saying, hold on.
Oh, no. I didn't know. Both of y'all at work?
I was at, I'm on my way home right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in the break room now.
I had a proctored an exam tonight.
Okay. Oh, well. I'm glad you girls did stop in. Who is this calling you?
Wait a minute. They call you. What time is it now?
Let me see what this is. Good evening, 916. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Black Man, you got a question or comment? We got 7 minutes left. He said, I'm here. Huh?
I just called to say, hey, it's been a while since we've been on together.
Oh, okay. You were here, because we was gone for a couple of weeks. Is this Black Man?
Huh?
This isn't Black Man. Who is this?
It's Mark.
Oh, Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing? I thought it was Black Man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Real long time.
Yeah.
How
you
been?
Yeah, I listened to your show. I've been okay, you know. I've been having some medical issues, but I'm trying to work with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we got 6 minutes left in the show, darling. Did you hear any of the show, or are you just calling in?
Oh, I've heard some. I've heard a bit of it. I was listening probably for about a half hour, so I guess I just didn't realize, you know, I looked. And then when you say we're about to close out, I said, oh, wow, time just shot on by.
Well, I'm glad you did, and hope you get better, you know, your health issues and everything. And
yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, well, keep on working on it. It'll get better. And stop by anytime, any Wednesday that we're here. We're here Wednesday, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And every first Friday and every last Friday of the month, we're here. We took a little hiatus for a couple of weeks, but now we're back. And we're getting ready to close the show, and I want to thank everybody who's listening out there, the people who stopped by the chat room. DK Walker was in the chat room, Mr. Talk, guests, and I don't know who else was by, but you know, I appreciate anybody who stops by, because you can be anywhere, but you're right here with me. And my wonderful co-host is listening to Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. And, you know, hope everybody has a safe, beautiful weekend. Come back next Wednesday, same time, same place. I don't know what the topic's going to be, but you can check the board ever so often. And thanks, Rhea. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a beautiful night, and I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
All right,
okay,
see ya.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, take it easy.
All right.
Thank you.